Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The town of Druzy, Oregon wasn't always Druzy. When Abner Robbins opened a store there in the summer of 1883, he called the place Gouge Eye. That raised some eyebrows, if you'll excuse the pun. Druzy today is an unincorporated community along the Malheur River, 45 miles east of Burns. It has one store with a post office, two churches, an elementary school, and the Druzy Cafe and Gouge Eye Saloon. Before white settlers arrived, the Paiute tribes fished, hunted, and foraged there. The government opened the Malheur Indian Reservation in 1872, but soon relocated the Paiute to other western reservations. Lewis L. MacArthur says in his reference book titled Oregon Geographic Names that Druzy named the community Gouge Eye, apparently to commemorate the frontier method of settling disputes with a punch in the face. Postal authorities were reluctant to accept the name, so Robbins suggested Druzy, spelled D-R-U-S-Y, which eventually became today's Druzy, spelled D-R-E-W-S-E-Y. MacArthur writes, Druzy seems more like a girl's name. The Oregon Guide publication calls the name Gouge Eye unpleasant, but the compiler thinks it is a stout, picturesque bit of nomenclature, much better than some of the gutless expressions of today. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.